about that time.
Lexi,
let's go.
Tune in to the It's a Way Out radio show, hosted by author and motivational speaker Marlon Reed, author of the book The Diary of a Changed Man and lead servant of the ministry Men Do Help Men. Marlon is here to help you breathe again. Tune in every other Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309 on blogtalkradio.com/NHISG Sports Media Network. Remember, no matter how deep you think you're in, it's a way out.
Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the show tonight. It's a way out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, me, Marlon Reed. Oh, never had it so good, Sports Media Radio, with CEO Miss Princess Cooper. Just want to thank y'all for tuning in, thanking God for this opportunity to be able to speak to the listeners tonight, man. It's such an honor and such a blessing. So I just want to say thank y'all. I've been gone for a while. Thanks for tuning in, for the people who are tuning in. No rerun tonight. This is live. And I just want to apologize to the fans for not being on as a schedule as I supposed to be, man. Just was going through a lot of hard, rough times. Made it through the summer schedule. You know, my summer schedule was, you know, busy. And it was hard for me to make Wednesdays night. So right after the summer schedule, man, as they say, man, death come in threes. You know, I had my uncle pass away, and then right after that, cousin passed away, and then right after that, our grandmother passed away, and that hit me hard because, you know, she raised me, and you know, I knew her for like 40 years. I'm 40 years old. So for me, that's the longest person. That's the person I knew longer than anyone, you know what I'm saying? So that hurt me real bad, and so it just put me like in a dark space, and I just ain't feel like bothered with nothing. Not even work, but I had to go to work because I gotta pay the bills and gotta keep the roof over the head, gotta keep the hot and cold water running, and you know, everything else that come with it. So, you know, I'm back now. I'm in a better place, and pray to God and let Jesus' blood come into my blood veins. Telling her about the situation because I know she in a better place, and I know she won't, she don't want me to be feeling down and feeling dark and feeling pain the way I was feeling because of her moving on to the next life. But hey, we back, and you know, we're gonna talk about, I think the last time I was on, we talked about I think it was a week before the presidential race. So that lets you know that was November 8th. So a week prior to that was like maybe October 28th. So I ain't been on for a whole month, but I got to talk about this presidential. I know I'm late. I know it's been a whole month, but I got to give y'all my opinion about it. And also, you know, some things about the book is finally done, and some things about the ministry. So we're going to to a quick commercial. I know I like to play my music, inspiration music by Miss Lexi, and I'm hoping someone can feel this inspiration, man, and be encouraged, man, because we, one thing for sure, two things for certain, the setback always, the get back is always greater than the setback. Remember that. The get back is always greater than the setback, and the setback leads to the get back. So everything is a lesson. Everything that you go through, you know, teach yourself. Put yourself in the best possible place to get the best opportunity. You know what I mean? That means study. That means learning. That means listening. That means asking questions, man. People that's on, that we think that's on top of the world, I put it to you like that. People that you think that's on top and doing the things that they doing it because they study at the art form that they was doing to get to where they need to be at. And that's what we have to do. In order to move to the next step, we got to study. You know what I mean? In order to study, we got to start asking questions. We got to start teaching ourselves. Ask God for revelation. You know, long as it ain't nothing demonic or nothing evil or nothing negative, you know, ask God for revelation, man. Ask God to point you in that direction that you need to go. So we're going to shoot to a commercial break, and we're going to come back on the other side. It's a way out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, me, Marlon Reed, on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio with CEO Miss Princess Cooper. And please, someone, let this song uplift you.
Here it is. It's about that time. Let's see. Let's go.
Never said I got it all right. All right. All I ever said was God is good. Uh-huh. And I never had it all together. But he always showed mercy on me. Made a few mistakes in my life. All he ever did was forgive me.
Hey, we back on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, me, Marlon Reed, on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio with CEO Miss Princess Cooper. By the way, we want to thank Miss Princess Cooper for her vision and for her patience and for everything that she's doing on this network and everything. She bringing people dreams and bringing people visions to life. So we always got to big her up, and her and her whole team and her and her whole family, please keep her in prayer and ask God to continue to lead her in the direction that she's going, that God want her to go. So once again, let's thank Miss Princess Cooper and her family and everybody that's on the team that's allowing this to happen. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the president-elect, president-elected George Bush and America. But first, I want to say, if you look back over your life, you got to know that you're blessed. You got to know that God gave you favor. You got to know that God demonstrated his love towards all of us while we were still sinners, because he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross. Jesus could have said no. Jesus could have been like, no, I'm not coming there in the flesh. Because you got to remember, if he sent him here, that means he was already in heaven with him and told him he had to come in the flesh. You're going to be the second Adam, the second coming. You know, you have the man, first man from the dust, which is Adam, and the first man from heaven, which is Jesus. So he sent his son here in the flesh, you know, to fight and forgive us for our sins. So if God didn't love you, he wouldn't have did that. So you got to remember that you are blessed and highly favored. Remember that. Don't let no one else tell you different. No matter your situation, no matter the current situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you hear or what are you hearing, that God loves you because he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to do miracles for us. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to uplift us. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, here to love us. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, here to encourage us. So remember, no matter how dark, how far you fall, and how much you think God is not listening, God don't love you. He truly loves you. So I had to get that out to the people who needed to hear that. But back to the president-elect. Before I off the scene, which was a month ago, was right before election time. And I told y'all, I think I didn't know who I was going to vote for. Then I told y'all I was going to vote for Mrs. Clinton, Hillary Clinton, which I did. And sad to say, she didn't win. The people chose the red over the blue. People chose the Republican over the Democrats. And a lot of times I already knew he was going to win, because if you look at it, man, it's rarely rare that Democrats win back-to-back terms, three terms, you know, because President Obama won back-to-back terms. So it's hard for the Democrat to win a third term. So it really was the Republican time. You know what I mean? And that's how it's been going for a long. If you look at history, that's how it's been going. Don't quote me like back to back, but nine times out of 10, for the most part, it go back and forth, back and forth. I think the last time Republicans went three straight, I think Ronald Reagan won two back to back terms, and then Bush won, the father, he won right after that, which I think he was the vice president at the time for Ronald Reagan, but then he won. So it was like the Democrats won three back to back, but it rarely happens. So I kind of knew he was going to win, man, but it's kind of let you know what America is built on, what America stands for now. America is stand on money. Everything is revolving around money with America, because you got to come and look that this man didn't have no type of political history, no type of he never been in office. He never been a mayor. He never been a governor. He never been a councilman. You know, he never been a judge. You know, he never been, you know, none of them things. And here it is. He don't even go to try to be a mayor or try to be a governor. He goes straight to presidential, to be the president of the United States. So, man, money talking nonsense walk. And that's where I stand on it, you know, with my opinion. This is my opinion that, you know, money talks now in America, man. And And they just really, it looked like they looked at it as President Obama opened doors for anyone to be president because he was the first African-American president. And, you know, if you look in history, as we all know, it never been a African-American president in the United States. So I think with him becoming president, open up the doors for America for anyone. But and just so happened, you know, the Republicans choose it Donald Trump to you know, be the top candidate, the top party. And he won, you know. So now we got to look at what the next 4 years are going to be like. You know, is he going to continue what the Democrats built on and add to it and try to make it better? Or is he going to destroy it and break it down and want to build his own legacy? You know, this is what the businessman see the way America should be ran. You know, build a wall around where, you know, immigrants can't get in. So now we got to sit back and just see what these next 4 years are. Once I think he gets sworn in January the 20th. So my thoughts, man, is just that it ain't really him too much that, you know, got me mind buzzing. It's America. Because now if he's president, who will be president and within 2020? You know what I mean? So now we got to look at it as like any and everybody can be president who got money, because dreams come true in America. As long as you got the money to buy them, you can wake your dream up. As long as you got the money to buy it, you can make it happen. And that's what happened with the highest position that you can be on the forefront for America. You know what I'm saying? We talking about a casino owner. We talking about bankruptcy. You know what I mean? So, of course, whatever much money he got, you know, but still, how you going to put America back on the track when he bankrupts it so many times? And I know that's what they do. They really don't go bankrupt or be bankrupt. They just got so many little petty cases, people suing them, and, you know, they may can't do this, they didn't make this, and they didn't make that, so if you go bankrupt, you go back to zero and all this, but your money's still protected. Yeah, I know about all that, but we still looking at, you know, the Trump Mahal is the president of the United States. Wow, man, we living in dangerous times. You know what I mean? When America just let anything go. Anything go, man. All them scriptures was written for us to live by, man. They tearing them down one by one, man. One by one. They tearing everything that was written for us to live by. They tearing them down one by one. They letting anything go. Anything can go. Just because, and the first thing people say, you judging. No, I'm not judging. Know the difference between judging and correction and accepting. I don't have to accept what's going on. Nah, I don't have to be in agreements with it. And I'm not. So, you know, that's where I stand at. Where it ain't nothing I could do about it, I don't have to accept it. You know, I don't have to be in agreement with it. But what can I do is make the best situation for me and my family for these next 4 years, God willing, you know, if I live to see these 4 years go by. So, you know what I mean? We got to see how it play out, man, with Donald Trump and the team that he picking to help him, you know, be the leaders and authorities of this world. But one thing I still had to tell the viewers and tell the people, man, you still got to pray for this man and his family. You still got to be obedient to authority, because that's what the Bible tells us. You still got to be obedient. You still got to pray for authority and be obedient to it. No matter how bad you dislike the person or being disagreement with them, you still got to be obedient to their authority. You still got to yield to their authority. When I say yield, I ain't talking about kneel down and bow when they see them, you know, things of that. I'm talking about yield. Like, you still got to abide by the authority. You still can't get out of order because you under oath. Not a miracle oath, but you under the oath of God. And God's oath said we still had to be obedient. So you still had to pray for that man and his family. No matter how he won it, no matter if he bought it or if he straight out won it. So, you know, that's what we have to do, man. So, you know what I mean? It's going to be an interesting next 4 years, man, to see if the world's going, you know, business-like. Or I just hope the people that have medical, man, continue to have medical, you know, because they need that medical, man, because the medical is a big thing, a big issue. I really hope they don't knock President Obama, Obamacare out the way. I hope they don't vote it out the House, even though they run the House now. So, which I'm talking about Republicans. So let's pray that don't happen. Let's pray that people get to keep their medical, man. People get to be able to still get their medicine, and people be able to continue to have their eye vision and dental and all that would come with the President Obamacare. I really don't know what come with the package, because I got my own medical through my job. But I know for a fact that medical is medical and people need it. So let's hope he don't tear that down. You know, let's hope that he can turn America. Hope he can continue to keep America going in the right way. President Obama did what he did the last 8 years, man. He signified and brought America back up running. He got the people buying cars again. He got the houses back up. People buying houses again. People going out to celebrate. People spending money on Black Friday and Cyber Monday and Christmas time. And he got all this stuff back going. People going back out to restaurants. Numbers is back up. You know, I know, because I used to work in the food business and I used to deliver to the restaurants and pizza stores. I used to deliver their food to them. So they went from buying $2,000 a week back to $6,000 or $7,000, $5,000 worth of product a week. You know, that's a big boost. And you got some stores that buy three times a week. $4,000 or $5,000. I can't say their name because I'm not authorized to say the name, but you know, you got some stores that do that. So President Obama had America back on track, man. And he got unemployment at his lowest all time low. So let's hope President elect Donald Trump can keep that going. He can keep that happening, man. You know, so just pray for the people. Pray for peace, man. Pray for joy, man. Pray for the White House. Period. Pray for all the individuals that's in there, from the president to the vice president to everyone down under that. You know what I mean? Because it's going to be a journey. So I'm gonna shoot back to commercial, man. I wanted to get that out the way, being though I didn't get a chance to talk about it after the election, because prior to all my radio shows, I've been telling y'all it's time to vote. It's time to vote. Come on, you're gonna see what direction we go in. This next 4 years gonna be crucial. And now that we here, I ain't get a chance to come at y'all until 3 weeks later. So I had to give y'all my opinion on, you know, I'm an opinionated person. You know, I love talking to y'all. That's what this show is all about, man. We talking, we keeping it to the point where you can understand what's being said, because it's real life matter and it's real life battles. You know what I mean? Saving souls matter. That's what's matter. Saving souls matter. So we here, And I gave y'all my opinion on what direction of the next 4 years is going to go, man. And I got to make it right for me and my family, God's willing. So I'm going to come back on the other side, and I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to think of something. So we're going to shoot to this commercial real quick on that I had it so good, Sports Media Radio with Miss Princess Cooper on It's a Way Out, but most of all, It's a Way to Stay Out. Your host, me, Marla Reed. We'll be back in a minute.
God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for, think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Welcome to It's a Way to Stay Out with Marlon Reed as your host every Wednesday at 8 p.m. right here on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network.
You need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile LLC is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Hey, we back on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, me, Marlon Reed, on Never Had So Good Sports Media Entertainment or Media. I've been saying it wrong, but with CEO, Miss Princess Cooper. We coming back. We're tuning back in. Like I told you, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk about something up. But like I always, every show since, I started, we've been talking about the book, The Diary of a Changed Man. Yes, I finally completed it. I finally got done. It's done. It's a wrap and is in the editor hands to finish editing the words to make sure all the I's is dotted, all the T's is crossed, it, all the periods is where they're supposed to be, is to be put in a right format, and that's what the editor is doing right now. So I got to thank God for my editor, man, because we grew a relationship where, you know, the editor helped me so much, man, in writing this book, man. I wrote this book maybe about 3-4 times on a simple fact. Like, every time the editor would, you know, edit something and send it back to me and show me, like, this is how you need to format your testimony. This is how you need to, you know, show the people your story, man, where they can understand it, even though you're writing it, but you got to write it. And that's something that I learned, you know, from the editor, man. And I'm just so thankful and glad I got an opportunity to work with this person. And just want to thank her, you know, Mrs. Walls, a very sweet and beautiful person, man. I met her in person. Hey, she's North Carolina, and I'm from North Philadelphia, but I reside in Norristown, PA now. But so we got a chance to connect, man, and we do a lot of things over the computer and over the phone, and I'm just so happy that I had her as an editor, man, because, like, she just did so much for this book, man. I think she went beyond more than what she's supposed to do for this book, man. The flyers and the posters and, you know, just the conversations of, you know, showing me, telling me, you know, how to write and how to vision, you know, to make people think when they read and, like, they watching TV and it's about your life. So, you know, I thought writing a book was easy, but it's not easy, man. Even when it's about your own life, it's really not easy, man. You really, and when I see these movies and I see the authors and they go away in their cabins for like 4-5 months, man, to write a book, you know, I see why, because, like, I only really got a chance to write on the weekend. So that's why it took so long, because during the week, my time be so consumed. And I really only had Friday evening and Saturday when I come, because I'm off on the weekend. So Friday when I come from work and Saturday was really the only times that I could write, because Sunday, you know, I'm at church, and then, you know, football, and then when the season ain't for football, when you come back from church, you just going right to sleep, getting that nap. So it was like, it was really hard for me to write the book. That's why it just took so long, because sometimes, like, you know, for me, I will start working on something, man, and then I will lose interest and start having interest in something else. And then I will stop and start having interest in something else, man. So that's exactly what happened with, you know, that I had started doing so many other things that, you know, I didn't have time for the book. And that's kind of sort of what the radio show, man. And then I didn't lose interest, because I'm blessed to be able to talk to the people, man. That's what I love to do. It's like evangelism, man. Like, you know, I was just out Saturday speaking, you know, on the corner for all the people in Philadelphia, you know, Broad and Erie. I was out there speaking, man, to the people. And this, in the line of the same work for me to be able, my show is about speaking. It's about talking about what I need to talk about and what I think people need to hear. It ain't nothing that I want to talk about or nothing that the people want to hear. It's what they need to hear and what I need to talk about. So that's what I talk about. You know what I'm saying? You need to understand the process of writing a book, but the process of my book. And I promote my book, even though I know the people saying, like, when is book coming out? He's been talking about this book forever, and it ain't, is he really even doing one? Yes, I got to promote it. So I just learned that it took time. It really took the 3 years, the 2.5, almost 3 years to write the book, to really, you know, get it done to where it needed to be get done. So this is my one and only book. I will never write another book again. Trust me. Because you really got to be away. And then my typing skills just take forever. You know, I type one by one. So that it was just a lot of work with the book, man. So I hope y'all appreciate it, man. There's only like maybe 170 pages. I know y'all like it took 3 years for only 170 pages. Yes. So, you know what I mean? I just hope that people get the understanding of a young child. Like I say, I tell y'all they had to go through some things with his mother and his grandmother and, you know, his father and venging him off to the streets and getting kicked out of eight schools and, you know, fighting and being suspended and all the way up to selling drugs at the age of 13. I think the first time I sold drugs, I got locked up the first day. And they told me right then that that should have been my ending, but that was my beginning. For real, it should have been my ending, because right then and there, it let me know, like, this life ain't for you. If you sold drugs, the second person you sold, the cops come lock you up right after that. Like, this ain't your lifestyle. But it took me to the juvenile system, the youth study center. And once I got in there, that was a place in Philadelphia at the time. I think it's still up and running for juveniles. And, you know what I mean? Got locked up. Grandparents didn't come get me, sent me there. And once I got out of there, it was like, man, now I done been in jail. I been kicked out of schools. I done sold drugs. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's on. You know, and that's the mindset I took. You know, you watching Scarface and Tony Montana, and they telling you the world is yours. And, man, and we got, you know, I know I got infatuated with things like that, and, you know, so that led me all the way to the streets, man, and all the way up to being incarcerated again, the juvenile place, spending like a year there, getting out, getting right back into the game, and try to come do the family life first when I got out, and just, you know, realize some things. I ain't gonna tell y'all the whole book. I'm just giving y'all a little scan, but realize some things wasn't what it was. I already knew what it was, but I try to cover it up and try to make it work. But me being like me being me wouldn't allow me to do it. So I wound up getting out of the situation, headed back to the streets. And now as a young adult, you know, 19, 20 years old, I'm hustling. You know what I'm saying? I'm in that lifestyle, chasing a fast life and women, you know, money, and, you know, infatuated, you know, with everything that came with the life. You know, it led to one thing to next thing you know, man, I was rising to the top. To the next thing, man, I was on the bottom, you know, blowing lease and snorting coke and drinking. And, you know, I let that party life, because I really liked it, the party, man. And that party life, like, it took me right down, man. And that's how Satan will you win. Satan will show you the good. He showed me and talked it to me, maybe like the snake in the grass talked to Eve. Tell her go bite the apple. You know, that's how he was with me, telling me to go bite the apple in the streets. Because now I thought my family was like lying deceivers. And, you know, he telling me, I don't need them, you need me. You know, you already got a little couple homies in the streets that's with me, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's safe to bet to come. So he showed me the good side of it. And then once he wore me in, like he caught a fish on a hook, he began to downsize me and begin to, like, show me that, you know, I was a slave. And for 9.5 years, man, off and on, man, it been like, you know, up and down and in and out and the rehabs and in and out of the jails and being shot and the fighting, the crime, the stealing, the running, the chasing, the living a wild life, to in the crack house. And I wasn't the type really like to be in the crack house. You know, I would be out, get high outside. I really didn't like that. But, you know, It just was 9.5 years, man. So the book is going to show you, man. And then, you know, come 2005, everybody knew the story, as I'm always talking about. 2005, October 25th, 2005 was the day I met God and, you know, got saved and God changed my life around. And, you know, he took me in a direction that he needed to take me because he seen my heart was sincere, that I wanted to get away from Satan. I really did, because I knew he was torturing me, and I really wanted to get away from him. And God seen my heart and pleaded with my words and understood. You know, he felt the pain that was inside me as I was talking to him, as I was pleading for his help. And he pulled me up out of it, man, and, you know, changed my whole life around. And to this day, man, I'm able to write a book about it to show you how a young life got dragged it into becoming a slave of Satan, all the way into getting saved and poured out to become a follower of Jesus Christ. So it's going to show you the versatiles of two lifestyles. It's going to show you the slave of being for Satan, and it's going to show you the follower of Jesus Christ, man. And I'm hoping that with this book, man, it can show the people that's still trapped in that world and that lifestyle that they can come on out, man. So that's what this book is all about, man. I'm so excited about it. And I know y'all always hear the story, like, well, when are we going to get a chance to read it? We always hear you talking about it. It's coming soon. It's definitely coming in 2017. In the early stages and early beginnings, because now, like I say, now we're just waiting on the editor to send it back to me, and I read it over to make sure everything is what it is, and then we go get it printed, send it off to the book coach, and then, you know, she got her own publishing company and get it published. You know, this self-publishing, so we're going to have it on Kindle, you know, we're going to have it on Amazon. You can go to my internet. I think it's Mr. Marlin. It's MRMREID.com. That's what it is. www.MRMARLONREID. And you go there and you can get it off of my own website, or you get off, or you can, you know, hit me on my Instagram, Marlon Reed, or my Facebook, Marlon Reed. So it's going to be ways to get out. I had a hard copy, so I mail it to you, I bring it to you, or you, if you want to read it or have it on your phone, like I say, you go to Kindle or Amazon and download it. So it's going to be there, man. I think it's really going to be a powerful book, you know, within the communities, because it's going to show, you know, basically the people that's trapped, that you can be poured out, man, and you can go another direction, man. You don't have to be stuck or be consumed and trapped in a lifestyle that you think an old dog can't learn new tricks, because you looked at an old dog that's doing new things over here. So I hope that rub off on the people, man, and it's going to show the younger kids, man, you know, from my younger life, that it's going to help them make decisions like, man, I don't want to go that way because this just might happen to me. I might not make it out like he made it out. Like, that's how the process of the show came up, because I made it out. But most of all, I'm staying out. So that's how this title came. It's a way out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out, because that's for the older cats. You won't get out, but we working on My Men Do Help Men, help you stay out. And I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. But, yeah, it's going to help the younger people, man. It's going to give them some sense of vision and help them give them some sense of direction, like not to go that way. And it's going to give them some vision like, man, I see if that happened to him. I know what can happen to me. You know what I mean? So I think I better try to go a different route. You know what I mean? I better not try to do that, man, because, man, I might get 10 years for that. I might get shot and paralyzed for that. I might get stuck out on drugs and OD for that. Man, so, you know, that's what this book is breaded, man. That's to help the people, man. It ain't even about selling, because I don't even care about selling. People know me, man. It ain't even about, like, people that know me. Like, I can care less about money. You know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong. We need money to survive. So that's why, like I say, trust in me and I supply all your needs. And that's what I do. I don't chase the money at all. I let God put me in a situation to make the money. And I ask him in the name of Jesus Christ. Can Jesus say, ask in my name and it shall be done. So I trust the two. God said, trust in me and I will supply all your needs. And Jesus said, ask in my name and it shall be done. So that's what I do. I trust in God and he put me in this situation. And I say in the name of Jesus, thank you. So that's what I do, man. So that's what the book is all about. The book will be $10 a copy. You know, a lot of people try to get me to go to $12 and $15. It wasn't even about the money. You know what I mean? It's costing some money to bring out, believe me, because this ain't free. Even though me and the editor are close, you know, far as though and this working relationship. You know, some people will get that wrong and misquote me wrong when I say close. I'm talking about in a working relationship of a book that she still got to be paid. You know what I mean? The book coach had to be paid. You know what I mean? When it's time of publishing, it had to be paid. The IBS number had to be paid. The Law Library of Congress to get the rights for the book. And as if this is my only rights and copies had to be paid. You know, the designer of the book, the front cover of the book and the back cover had to be paid. You know what I mean? So when it's time to print the book, it got to be paid. So I spent quite a little bit of money on this, you know, to bring the book out. But it ain't about the money. Like I said, man, it's about showing people, you know, a different way, man, a different way of life. And, you know, I'm just so happy, and like I said, my listeners, y'all always hear me talking about it and sharing about the book because I'm so excited about it, you know, about this book, The Diary of a Changed Man, that I got to bring it to y'all, especially now that it's done. So I'm really in a promoting mold situation, so that's what I'm doing. So thank y'all, man. It's coming in 2017, man. So I'm going to shoot to a quick commercial on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, me, Marlon Reed, on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio.
Hi, I am Princess Cooper, CEO of Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network, and Gospel 107. We would like to welcome the following shows: Erica Michelle and Let's Talk Issues of the Heart out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Also, Glam Radio with Lady Cooper out of Dallas, Texas. When Life Happens with Carmen Woods and Henry Washington out of Atlanta, Georgia. Crazy Sports Moms with Doretha Anderson out of Gainesville, Florida. Curvy Chicks Rock with host Whitney Henry out of Tallahassee, Florida. We are a better network for having you aboard.
It's Sports Talk Atlanta with Mac D and Travis McGee. We're live on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. If it's sports, we talk about it. But we talk HBCU sports first. Call in and be part of the show, 347-637-3286. Morehouse Brothers now on the radio. Remember, HBCU sports first. Tune in to the hottest sports talk show on Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. Join us weekdays at 7 p.m. Stories about players and coaches of all levels. We make it easy to talk sports.
Hey, we back for the last 10 minutes on It's a Way Out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, me, Marlon Reed, on Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Entertainment, with Miss Princess Cooper, my CEO, Miss Princess Cooper. So, just a quick wrap up, man. We talked about just the things I was going through earlier, you know, within the past month, man, you know, with the three deaths in the family, you know, my uncle, and then, you know, my wife, her cousin, which is like my cousin too, and then, you know, my grandmother, who really devastated me out of all, because like I say, she took care of me from the day I came out the hospital all the way up until now. So that's 40 years. I don't know nobody else for 40 years. So, you know what I mean? That hurt me. I was in a dark place. I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to speak to people. I didn't want to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I had to talk to God about it and come up out that darkness. And, you know, so I'm here, and I know she's in a better place. So then we talked about, you know, the president elected, Donald Trump, and hopefully the way that he's going to take America within the next 4 years. We talked a little bit about America and how America is ran on money. You can make your dreams come true if you can pay for it. And that's right now. We just, everything is about money with America, man. They legalizing a whole lot of stuff because now they can get money off of it. So you got to sit back and pay attention, man, to what's going on in the country that you're living in, because, you know, everything is money-based and money-bounded. And we also talked about the book and when it's coming, 2017, early 2017. We talked about how excited that I was about it and how long that I've been working on the book, going on 3 years, a little bit over 2.5 years, going on 3 years working on this book, man. And it taught me a lot about myself at that. I want to let y'all know, me looking back over my life, man, showed me that God was always there. I was always highly favored. Like this right here, what he got me doing is planted. So I'm thankful for that. So, you know, the book is coming. It's a diary of a changed man. I know we've been talking about it since I've been on here, October 2015. I know. So it's coming for y'all to read it, and y'all be your own judge, you know, of Mr. Marlon Reed, his life. But because I'm not scared in this direction that God told me to put my life out there, man, it's going to be an inspiration, man, to so many, because so many still think they trapped. So with that being said, that led me up to getting my own ministry, Men Do Help Men, and I'm out there putting it out there in the streets. We putting the shirts out there. We getting people to come on board. Men Do Help Men is based on these words: direction, correction, discipline, information, vision, understanding, ministry, clarity, you know, revelation, you know. But them first 7 words, man, if you add them words to you, I just add the last 2, clarity and revelation. But if you add them first 7 words to your life, man, that's what I did when I came home from jail. When I came home from upstate, man, I added these 7 words to my life one by one, man. It was like a goal that I had to meet with some direction, a goal that I had to meet with direction. I mean, and a goal that I had to meet with direction, a goal that I had to meet with correction, a goal that I had to meet with information, a goal that I had to meet with understanding, a goal that I had to meet with vision, a goal that I had to meet with information, a goal that I had to meet with ministry. So with these 7 words, man, these 7 words I added to my life, man, and it brought me here. So I came up, my thought and my senses to, like, why not base the ministry, Men Do Help Men, on these 7 words, man? If we can get men to add these words to their life, discipline, that's the word I left out, discipline, you know what I mean? So if you add correction, direction, information, vision, understanding, ministry, and discipline to your life, those seven words right there, you add them seven words to your life, man, I guarantee you, even women, I guarantee your life will turn around, man. You got to be sincere. You got to be passionate. You got to be focused, and you got to be encouraged to do these things, man. So that's what I based the ministry off of. I said, man, if this blueprint worked for me, why not work for the next man? And that's what I did, man. I started bringing things to the table that I needed and, you know, start getting a GED, start went and got the trade, start studying, you know, up late nights and doing the things I needed to do for myself to help put me in the best situation that I need to be in. Got around a few men that I seen was doing some things in their life that I wanted to do. And so I put myself around them and asked the questions, asked for understanding, asked for information, asked for vision, asked for direction, asked for correction, asked for discipline. These are things I got around these men and started doing, man. So then when I got a chance to start my ministry, I said, dang, I want to help men get to where I'm at. The men that's still trapped, the men that's out there, even the men that ain't trapped, I still want to help them come to a place where I'm at or better. Now, I'm not talking about material wise. I'm talking about being free. You know what I mean? Your spirit being free. Let go of the evilness and the darkness and the negativity. You know what I mean? So that's what I want men to do, because we out here killing each other. A lot of men is out here in jail doing life, you know, doing 10 to 20 years, crimes, you know, for murders, you know, for drug use, and being caught in these rehabs for 20 years. So I want people, I want men to get understanding, man. And that's all this base, the book and the ministry all work together. You know what I mean? So I'm just so blessed to be in the position that I'm in, man. And like I say, man, I go out every chance I get with Reverend Mel Floyd Evangelism School. You know, I ain't gonna say school. I went to the school, but I go out with Reverend Mel Floyd Evangelism Neighborhood Crusade, man. I'm so thankful for his daughter and his son-in-law. Mr. and Mrs. Sawyer, man, just keeping the dream alive, keeping the hope alive, keeping the train moving. And I'm glad they allowed me to be a part of it, man. So any chance I get, man, I get out there and I speak to the people. Like, I was just so raw and airy for all the people who live in Philadelphia. Know where that's at. You know, we was out there growing there, giving out tracks, giving out water, giving out slices of pizza. And I was on mic with many other people that many other guests that came out there, and we always was talking and telling the people we pray with them, man, and telling them, you know, how sincere that Jesus is, man, how he loves you, you know, how it ain't about him just dying for your sins, but it was about him living here on earth, showing us how we can live without him, without the lust and the temptation, and how we can fight against it. So, man, I'm just was so thankful for that, man. That turned out to be blessed. So I just want to let y'all know, man, thanks for sharing this time with me. Thanks for always hearing my story. You know, thanks for just allowing me to come back and forth when I do, man. I got to thanks Ms. Princess Cooper and her patience, because of my lifestyle and things that's going on in my life that, you know, I don't want to never y'all to think, I don't want her to think, or I don't want to never think, want the people to think, the listeners to think that I don't want this. I'm honored to be able to have a radio show and be able to speak to people that's listening and people that want to listen, man. It's a blessing. God pointed us in the direction, man. And please forgive me for my negligence of the show, the lack of, because of my lifestyle and some of the things that be going on in my life. But I love y'all. Thank you. Listen to everyone on the network. It's a way out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out right here with your host, me, Marlon Reed, on this show and on the network. Never had a so good sports media radio, man. Please listen to all the shows, man. people got what you're listening for. If you don't like this show, it's about 20 to 30 other syndicated shows, man. You're going to fall in love with one of them. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Amen.